Thank you, Mr. President. The ICRC welcomes the working paper submitted by the Presidency on elements for a political declaration, which serves as a very good basis for the final text. Our specific comments on the working paper are as follows. With regard to paragraphs 1 and 7, the ICRC and the broader international Red Cross and Red Crescent movement are honored to have been engaged in a special partnership with state parties, the United Nations, the CMC, and other civil society organizations, which drove the process leading to the adoption of this convention over 10 years ago, and which has continued to successfully drive efforts to promote its universal and faithful implementation. To this end, we would suggest having this partnership explicitly recognized and reiterated in the political declaration, as was the case in paragraph 1 of the Dubrovnik Declaration 2015. This would be also in line with the preamble of the convention, which recognized the special role of the UN, the ICRC, and the CMC, among others. Regarding paragraph 9 on promoting the universal observance of the convention's norms, we strongly believe that efforts should be redoubled in this regard. As already been stressed by New Zealand, the Netherlands, Ireland, Germany, Austria, and many others, it is crucial that the political declaration condemns in unequivocal terms any use of cluster munitions by any actor under any circumstances. This stance was affirmed by state parties in the Dubrovnik Declaration 2015 and should only be reinforced in the Lausanne Political Declaration. Additionally, with a view to preventing and further stigmatizing any new use of cluster munitions, drawing on their obligation under Article 1, Paragraph 2 of the Convention, state parties should appeal to states not party that develop, produce, stockpile, or transfer these weapons to cease immediately and to adopt and announce moratoria on any future transfer of cluster munitions outside of their national territories. Lastly, the Convention contains various measures and mechanisms for promoting its implementation and ensuring compliance with its provisions, and some of them may necessitate the adoption of domestic measures by state parties. With a view to ensuring full and timely implementation of the Convention, we would suggest including a reference to taking all appropriate national, domestic, legal, administrative, and other measures in paragraph 11 of the Political Declaration. Thank you.